Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to, as I'm just getting dialed in here, Tuesday Facebook Live. This is 2 for Tuesday, every Tuesday, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday, or that would be on Wednesday morning. That is Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Pacific. So 2 for Tuesday. Alyssa, good to see you this afternoon. 2 for Tuesday, Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. I've been highly productive since 4 o'clock a.m. this morning. Scott Lucas, good to see you. Topic for today's Facebook Live is non-attachment consciousness. Alyssa, good to see you. I also saw Erica Anderson, good to see you, and Scott Lucas, good to see you. The mask mandate will soon be lifted in California. Breakthroughs to Success will be a reality in 2021. I'm looking forward to reconnecting live with many of you. Jesse Morin Thompson, Jonna Blaylock, welcome to today's Facebook Live. Erica Anderson, welcome, and Tracy Williford. Sandy, looking forward to our next coaching session. Topic for today's Facebook Live is non-attachment consciousness. Today is 2 for Tuesday, 1:04 California time. Michael Watkins, good to see you this afternoon. Al, good to see you. Great coaching you yesterday, last evening, Al. Welcome, everyone. It is my privilege and pleasure to be here with you on 2 for Tuesday. I will be hosting another Facebook Live tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific. That would be 12 a.m. Wednesday morning on the East Coast. So let's move into the inspirational portion of today's call. I've been practicing this skill right here today. I'm in the midst of real estate transactions, selling a commercial property, buying a residential property, understanding 1031 exchanges, past tax issues, and a whole host of other situations, practicing the skill of letting go while coaching 8 hours in between, speaking to accountants, attorneys, commercial lenders, commercial brokers, real estate lenders, and you name it, and I have been conversing, and the dialogue with money and assets has been prevalent. So letting go is a skill, non-attachment consciousness. Now, we have heard of the term detachment. If you've read the book Codependent No More by Melody Beattie, the groundbreaking book written in the 80s, chapter 5 covers the term detachment. In David Hawkins' newest book, The Map of the Scale of Consciousness Explains, he takes detachment to a next level, calling it non-attachment. And in the book, he separates the difference between detachment and non-attachment. According to his description of detachment, detachment is more of aloofness. It's more anger-based, where non-attachment is more neutral. So non meaning no attachment. D also means no detachment, so it depends on your own interpretation. But according to Hawkins, non-attachment scales at a higher level of consciousness. And in his content, he says that being detached comes from a more state of ego and arrogance and anger. So in non-attachment means there's no attachment. So if someone doesn't buy from you or me or whoever the situation is, or if we go out on a date with someone and they don't want to go out on a date with us, this is where we practice non-attachment so that the ego doesn't feel bruised, sensitive, or defensive. We don't feel overwhelmed, pissed off, rejected, abandoned, any multitude of situations. I want to take a little time to say hello to Josh and Kayla. Thank you for being here today, and Kevin Clinton Paulson. So the practice of non-attachment means that you're not worried about an outcome that hasn't happened. So when my accountant said, oh my God, you're gonna have to pay capital gains on that property from 2008. So that means the IRS, the three-letter agencies, for a few seconds, moments, the ego, the analytically going mind goes, oh my God, I'm gonna have to pay taxes to one of the three-letter agencies. And one of my brokers said, Jeff, let the professionals do what they do best, and you do what you do best, and that is coach. But that is exactly what can happen in an overwhelmed state. The body goes into fight or flight. But in non-attachment, we become non-attached to the outcome. Do not focus on what you do not want to have happen. Focus on the result and the solution you seek to create. Minimize the challenges. Minimize the problem while living the solution. Handle whatever you have to handle with your legal staff, your coaches, your mindset coaches, your vendors, your contractors. But do your best to let go. Separate feelings from the events that shape them. Lisa, good to see you. And I also see that Jonna Jorgensen is here, and I also saw that George is here. George, good to see you. George says, I'm open to everything and attached to nothing, Dr. Wayne Dyer. That is very good. So George just quoted the late, great Dr. Wayne Dyer. I am open to everything and attached to nothing, meaning that we can let go of our possessions, we can let go of relationships, and we stay out of an energy called grief. So when we are attached, we grieve. And so what we tend to do is we grieve the loss of a loved one, the loss of a pet. We seldom celebrate the life of the loved one or celebrate the life of the pet. We are conditioned by society to grieve. Now, grief takes us down to one of the lowest common denominators, a very low energetic state called grieving. It's right around apathy. Two very low energy states that's often challenging to overcome. I saw Don Harris on today's Facebook Live this afternoon, so welcome. So as you learn to separate your feelings, that means I'm not attached. I'm not attached to the outcome. This is a key skill when it comes to dating, mating, team building. It means that people can come and go without you being overwhelmed, without you being in fight or flight. So Valerie says celebrating life today. Once that scales the consciousness, takes us up to a higher energy, a higher vibration, takes us out of anxiety, fear, and doubt. Someone said to me today, aren't you really pissed off at the government? Not necessarily, because the government is the government. I don't want to be pissed off at anyone, but I do understand the government. I understand the situation that we're encountering and the task at hand. But once again, that's just too big for me right now. But when you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, then there's a separation so that I can understand what's going on in the government. I can understand what's going on in the world. I can have my awareness and understanding without being attached to the outcome. But if I give myself permission to be pissed off, angry at all the other situations, then that can lose my focus from the task at hand. We're all human. We're going to experience emotions, anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings, grief, apathy, and pride. Now, those are the emotions of anxiety, fear, and doubt. As you begin to have a better understanding of these emotions, how the events and the chronology of the events creates a neurological network of neurons that wire and fire that form your feelings when you understand this. So if you're seeking attention, if you're recognition starved, that's the egoic mind that wants to be loved, that wants to be liked, that wants someone to pat them on the head and say, atta boy, atta girl, here's a medal, here's your hug, here's your high five. But as you learn to let go of the events that shape the feelings, that means you start to understand that you didn't get recognition as a child. And you would get recognized with food. You would perform tasks and duties and get rewarded on Friday night because it's pizza night. You would get ding-dongs, ho-hos, snowballs, Twinkies, and all the other trans fats and genetically modified organisms that would fulfill your craving for sugar, for that instant gratification. So sugar becomes an addiction. It becomes a spike. We crave it in alcohol. We crave it in sweets. We crave it in foods. We go into a convenience store and we eat in the aisle, throw the wrapper away and pay at the register. I mean, I've coached many people who are food addicts who have certain places they pull over, just like alcoholics pull over at certain pubs, certain taverns, certain dives, certain jives, certain juke joints. I mean, this is what an addict does. An addict always wants a little more. But as you become non-attached, I'm not sure if I can go a day without drinking. I'm not sure if I can go a day without criticizing myself. You could if you weren't attached, because you wouldn't attach the past to the future. Because if you're not sure, then you're already attached to a future that hasn't happened. Because your ego is going to recreate the same situation to fulfill the same feeling of getting in trouble. One of the situations I was experiencing when I was talking to my accountant today, I was talking to my commercial broker, I had that feeling that I used to get in trouble when I was an addict. I was going to get in trouble. Oh my God, I'm going to get in trouble with the IRS. I fucked up. I'm going to have to pay restitution. I'm going to have to pay back taxes. I'm going to have to pay capital gains. I mean, then I breathed, released, and let go of the attachment of the past. That's what non-attachment is. Focus on the solution. Focus on the result. Focus on the outcome that's favorable. And also in goal setting, set clearly defined short-term goals that are accomplishable without an attachment. Now, the key to that is, there's no trick to it. The key to that is that you know you're going to achieve the goal. You don't know when you're going to achieve the goal. You set a timeline, but if for some reason the goal isn't achieved, it isn't life or death. Yet in a skill set, you achieve the goal. So you start to understand this. But you learn to let go of disappointment. Disappointment is an attachment. Because if you've been disappointed most of your life, men disappoint me, women disappoint me, my husband disappoints me, my brother and sister didn't send me a card. Disappointment becomes a way of life. Very few people understand that they're addicted to disappointment. The payoff, so this is the wraparound. And I spend hours daily on this, hours, weeks, assisting people to understand that we do what we do as an addict to fulfill a neurochemical craving we're emotionally addicted to, meaning the last minute I pull it off. The payoff is the cardio cocktail high that I get from pulling it off at the last minute. Ah. So it's that high and the low that the mind-body connection creates to fulfill the neurochemical craving to just make it at the last minute, to just slide into that seat in the airplane and go, ah, I made it. To wait till the last minute to finish that project, just cram. Remember cramming? Cramming for the test? Remember no-dos? Remember those caffeine-oriented little white tablets or white crosses or Christmas trees or black beauties or the things that drug addicts did in the 60s, 70s, and 80s like I did, when you'd wait till the last minute, stay up all night, stay up three nights, stay up four nights, clean your room, do the shit that an addict would do. So I was addicted to letdowns and disappointments to the point I expected it, very aware of where it, okay, Jonna put a great post up here. This is Jonna Blaylock. She sent me a lot of content last night about what she was breaking through. I'm very proud of her. She's exceptional. She has a better understanding of my coaching practices and techniques and is now living in that situation. Okay, Heather says, I did no-dose. Okay, so how many of you used no-dose in college? Okay, I did. It's a caffeine-induced, I mean, God, how much caffeine is in no-dose? I mean, you're really twisted. No, I did this. I will admit this. How many of you are so twisted that you're, how many, whatever the word is, but I actually ground up no-dose and snorted them before. I mean, once again, addicts do what addicts do because an addict always wants a little more. So the more you understand why you do what you do, the more you understand the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, then you are separating your feelings. So this is how you become non-attached. So that you can go on a date and someone says, you know, I don't really want to go out with you anymore. And you don't feel hurt. You don't feel rejected. You don't feel abandoned. You just chalk this up as one date in the banquet of life. Magda, good to see you this afternoon. Terry Thompson, good to see you. Let's see. Josh says, I used to snort Adderall. Yes, Josh, I know that game. It was a different name for me in the 70s, but I once also did that. I ground speed, drank Jolt, high caffeine cola, understood. So many of you are coming clean here, understanding why you do what you do. One of the most common cravings that we do is we become attached to an outcome and then we jam it in at the last minute. This is how we pass the test at the last minute and go, ah. And people ask me, why do I wait to the last minute? Because there is a payoff. And the payoff is the cardio cocktail that the ego derives by pulling it off. So it's your own recognition. You didn't get recognition for tasks well done and duties, and you rebelled against structure and order. And so as a business owner, what many people do is they create a last second payoff where the pain is great enough. And the pain, it's like quitting, only you keep doing it. So it's like you pull it off. just to pull it off, just to gain, to pull off the accomplishment, or you pull off, you pull off finishing the project for someone, or you get paid at the last minute, and you're doing it as the clock strikes midnight. I mean, it's very, very common. I now see the habits as part of a ritual I sought a payoff with. Okay, so very good. And the more that we, as a collective consciousness, understand why we and I. So it's important that you understand what you, that's I, do, and also what's predictable that other people do. This is why when you come to my Breakthroughs to Success, it will be a room full of people in high consciousness, in recovery and sobriety, in a level of letting go and releasing, and it's all in one room. So the energy is extremely high. The vibration is very, very high. The connection is very high, and the room calibrates at a very high level of awareness because of how many people are in the same similar process. Because we come together as a group of like-mind success, inspiration, and sobriety seekers. We converge in one city, Stockton, California. I facilitate the let-go process, and then many of you start escalating letting go. I had a gentleman come to Breakthroughs to Success 2 years ago. In June, he sat next to me, and he was so anxious that I put my hand on his leg to keep his leg from just going like this. And 2 years later, he sells a commercial property and creates an $800,000 profit on it, and he's buying a place in Belize. I mean, once again, this can be your story. This unequivocally can be your story. I mean, you can go from being absolute at rock bottom in a very low vibrational emotional state, and in 24 months, your entire life can change, provided you're practicing the skill of letting go. You start to understand emotional sobriety, and you begin to detox. That means you separate your feelings from people, places, spaces, events that would take you out of your flow. And you actually learn that letting go is a skill, and you learn to live the skill of letting go, and you're doing it one day at a time. You're separating feelings from events, and you're living in a body that's letting go. And so that whenever situations happen to you, you're in such a relaxed, released body that you're able to let go. Valerie Hoganson is on today's Facebook Live. Lisa Pazanza is on a Facebook Live. Ted Hannig's here. So a lot of you are writing, letting go. Many of you are coaches. I saw Valerie here. I saw Lisa's here. Ted's here. A lot of you are health coaches, wellness coaches. Some of you do readings. Some of you do regressions with people. Some of you are Reiki masters. I mean, all of you are in some level of it. Josh is a coach. Joe Casper's a coach. I mean, there's a lot of great people on here today. So you want to really practice what non-attachment means. Start to incorporate that term into your own. So use always letting go, not attached to the outcome. So the non meaning not. Now, that's not contradictory, because understand this, because there is context in non-attachment. We all require results. We require money. We require friends. We require love from animals and people and situations. But here's what it means. It means if XYZ doesn't provide it, someone else will. If someone doesn't buy from me today, someone else will. And that means that you also let go of control of the outcome, and you're also letting go of force. So you're not trying to force the situation. Force creates a counterforce, which creates an attachment. Force has to have an adversary. Force has to have a winner and a loser. Force is black and white. Force creates a right-wrong dichotomy, and it has to have someone to be in conflict with. When you're not attached, you're not in conflict with anyone. So the government can be falling apart. The world in itself can be in a shambles, and you can be right here in the middle of it, adapting and adjusting. You could be selling water, weapons, gasoline, I mean, contraband, cigarettes, whatever it is that becomes a commodity, you can adapt and adjust to it because you're not attached to the outcome. You can let go of possessions without feeling like you lost them. And when you can let go of possessions, because they're really the universe's, they never were really yours, you just borrowed them, because they're going to go in a junk pile somewhere, they're going to go in someone else's house when you're gone or done, or they're going to go in an antique store, or they're going to go in an auction house, or whatever, but you've borrowed a series of possessions for this earth plane. When you're willing to let them go, then you're not attached to them. And there's certain relationships that will come and go. But when you get really attached to someone and then they violate you, then you get really pissed off and you really make it about them. And also there's another common attachment. If you're not good enough, then the attachment that you create is in you create a story that says, well, I haven't, so I can't. I haven't had success, so I can't bring someone in. I can't get someone. So meaning that, and this is how the ego talks, I can't recruit someone. I can't enroll someone. No one can hire me because I haven't. So that's the ego that says, I haven't, I can't. So that means you're attached to failing. And when you let go of that attachment, then you don't feel like a failure. You feel like a soul having a human experience. And so the ego even wants to feel successful instead of feeling like yourself. So if you're your best self, that's enough. You can be self without being successful. And success is based on whatever it's based on, it's based on. Success is like beauty. It's in the eye of the beholder. A good day means a good day. It doesn't mean that the cash register goes ding, 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 da, da, ding, 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 da, da, ding, ding, Under Pressure. Yes, that's the song Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie, later coined by Vanilla Ice. And so ding, 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 da, da, ding, ding. So the ego is not attached to that. So as you have a better understanding of the cause that creates the effect, means you understand why you do what you do. And as you understand more and more about who you are in the universe, as you understand that you're seeking enlightenment, you're seeking peace, so that you'll find that the instant gratification doesn't buy you love. I mean, it's love that makes the world go round. I also understand that money pays for the trip. But if you're attached to that trip, I was covering this today, you'll know you've really arrived when you can be right there by yourself and practice the art of nothing. But if your ego wants to distract you, thinking that you have to do something to be you, then that's what you start to improve on. Because you can be your best self right here, right now. Right here in the moment, you are your best self. It's not about your clothes. It's not about your sunglasses, the car you drive. It's about who you are right here in the moment. When you're you and you're free, when you're comfortable with yourself, when you're capable, when you're a sovereign individual, you're free of all outside influence. You're sovereign. That's what sovereignty is. And when you're on sovereign ground, that's the ground you're in right here. That's your territory. You own that territory. And that means that you really own your feelings. And in that level of humility, no one can humiliate you because you are you and you are free. That's complete non-attachment. And you're able to easily and effortlessly let go. That's the separation from self and the lower self. The lower self is anxiety, fear, and doubt, driven by the emotions that are created by events that are suppressed and repressed. Repressed feelings are the feelings that we selectively forget because we don't want to remember the pain. At least that's the story. But the pain is only an associated pain at this point because all we're doing is holding on to it. The body holds on to it to stay in a repressed feeling because the ego doesn't want to let go of being in pain. And once you understand that the pleasure isn't worth the pain, then you'll begin this separation called letting go. And letting go is this skill. And as you begin to master your emotions and letting go becomes a skill set, then you will always be letting go. Rather than always being overwhelmed, always late, because you can just as easily insert always letting go. Or as you start to become less and less attached to outcomes that you've been conditioned to feel you are supposed to create, and you become a lot more creative on your own, and you create your own outcomes, and you create your own results and your own solutions, and you become self-directed. So self-directed, self-esteem, self-inspired, self-reliant, then you become sovereign. And in that sovereignty, now I practiced sovereignty in the 90s, and sovereignty in government is where you're a sovereign citizen. You're completely detached from that government while being a citizen in constitutional law. So that's the law of man. The law of government is a different set of laws, but in true sovereignty, you are the law. You are your law. And so as you practice sovereignty, you create your word is law. So you're actually creating your laws with your words. And when you are you or you are free, then there's no attachment. And this is virtually when situations begin to show up. Because when you're not attached, then you're in so much peace And when you're that sovereign citizen practicing peace, other people want the same sovereignty that you are walking through the planet on. It's an amazing experience as you start to understand this. So my name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. If you get a chance, feel free to look up what sovereignty means. It has more than one definition. And there's sovereignty in tax law, and there's sovereignty in governments. It's a very interesting, it's not a concept, it's a reality. And then sovereignty as a soul having human experience is it's like a next level of that. It's a very interesting reality. It's not a concept, it's an absolute reality. And there were sovereign territories. There are sovereign nations. I mean, the more you understand what that means, it really means that there's not attachment. And when you're non-attached, that's when you really become free. That's so you can be sitting in a public place where everyone's doing what everyone's doing, and you're just sitting there being yourself, enjoying the world as it is. George said, words do not return void. Ted says, great content. Lisa says, sovereignty feels so good. Have an outstanding afternoon, everyone. If you are on this Facebook Live today and you are new and just watching me for the first time, I offer free 20-minute coaching sessions. And if you're an existing client and you would like to add on your existing coaching, go right up there and send me a message and I will address that. I will return your request I can do that within a few minutes if you're serious. I have a half hour break here. Or if you're a former client and would like to rehire me, go right up there. I have a unique marketing proposition for you. Everyone say hello to Jessie. Let's give Jessie Moran some love. She really requires some love from all of us today. Jessie is a very exceptional woman. And send Jessie some love. Bob Campbell, the pleasure was never worth the pain. I just grew numb to the pain. Now I know the difference. Thank you, Jeff. Love you, Bob. Have a great afternoon. Have a great day, everyone. Take care. Love you. Goodbye. Afternoon.